punk and the schooner. No one is punk. And the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner. No one is punk and the schooner.
Thus, we start show number 12, another episode of Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. I am Dust Crooner. Gene, who are you?
Yo, I'm Noise Punk, y'all. Welcome to show number 12. That's right, we made it up to number 12, and today we got a really special guest composer.
We always say that.
It's Dan Cooper. He plays the bass, he writes the music, he plays the flute. Yo, Dan Cooper, say, what's up, Mr. Cooper?
Or something like that.
You want me to say what's up, Mr. Cooper?
No, I mean, I don't know what I want you to say.
Hey, guys, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Awesome. It's official. Okay, obvious question. What the hell are you doing being a composer when you should be an accountant and making lots more money or something like that?
Yeah, people ask you, how did you choose to go into music? And I think music, you know, sort of chooses you. And I'm not really from a musical family myself. Music enthusiasts, but mostly they're professionals and stuff. But there were a couple of weird experiences when I was growing up that indicated maybe there was something a little bit weird going on up there in my brain. One was a music class when I was in elementary school. Teacher came in and wanted to talk about meter. You know, she's going to teach us musical meter. So she fires up a little Fleetwood Mac or something like that. This is the 70s. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow.
Don't stop thinking about today.
Sorry. So she wanted us to count. She wanted us to count it in four, obviously. But I was counting like five and seven. Ooh. I was having a grand old time counting all these things. And all the other kids were like laughing, you know. Teacher got really
stupid kid.
Ticked off. And she thought I was like doing it, like I was trying to like, you know, undermine the class or something. But I was like, you know, I was like, I thought it sounded good. I don't know. I was like, so that was a weird one.
Okay. Then there was, and now you primarily write music in 4/4.
Yeah. And then there was another time on one of these sort of woodsy retreat kind of things, elementary school. They took us up there and said, what would you invent if you could invent anything? And I wanted to invent a machine that would allow you to make the music that was in your mind without having to play an instrument. And again, I got this totally bizarre reaction, and I didn't know what, you know, did I say something unusual or, you know, what was going on there? And I guess over time, you know, it's just music sort of chooses you.
Nice.
That's an excellent answer. I think it's completely true. Wouldn't you say?
I would say that, Charles, and I think you're going to start stealing this answer and using it for your own from now
on.
Yeah,
nothing personal. I have to, you know.
Because your answer
I got
sucks.
Issues. I can't help it.
Your answer is something like the, what's your answer to that question?
Next one.
Okay. Somebody grabbed your butt. All right, so listen, we're going to...
Segway. Let's hear some music, goddammit.
Stop calling me Segway. Yo, Dan wants to say something.
Okay, what would you like to play for us?
Well, I just introduced the first number here.
When
we were kids, my brother and I used to play in Central Park at the Alice in Wonderland statue, which is there. It's a big bronze statue and everything. So what I did here was, this is back when I was an undergrad, I made an electronic setting of Jabberwocky. And all the sounds that are accompanying the voice, it's the bronze statue. It's being played like a percussion instrument. Giant mushrooms, rabbit ears, all that
mushrooms.
Kind of thing. Yeah, I figured Gene might like that one.
Don't you want somebody to love? Go ahead.
So here's what
Charles goes to that statue to check out the little girls. Yeah. All right, Jabberwocky by Dan Cooper.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Thank you. Jabberwocky. Was brillig. And the sleethy tortoise did Geira and Gimbla in the Wabba. Oh, Mimsy were the Borogrovers and the Momoroths oot Graba. Those that capture. They were the Jub-Jub Baird and Shun, the Frumious Bondersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand, long time the manxome foe he sought. So rested he be the Tumtum Tray, and stood awheel in thought. As in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock with ease of flamma came whiffling through the tulgey wood and bellabled as it clamma. Unto, unto, and troch, the vorpal blad went snicker snack. It did, and with its head he went galumphing back. And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy, of Frabjus Day, Callooh Canal, he chortled in his joy.
Jabberwocky by Dan Cooper, our guest here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. That was a piece using samples of percussion sounds being played on one of the statue of the Alice in Wonderland statues in Central Park. Am I right about
that? Yeah, and the percussionist was apparently Dave Cosson.
Oh, great
who,
friend of ours.
Yes, a good friend of mine. Was on the first Sound Liberation CD playing drums and played many of my music as well.
And now he's Tan Dunn's drummer amongst...
We don't care about that! No, I don't know.
All right, you have to demean everything I say.
I have to demean everything you do.
I just wanted to ask, did you guys work out this color-coordinated outfits today?
Yes, we did. When we woke up together,
you got
holding
these,
hands.
These, uh-huh. Green, these lovely green shirts with the long sleeves.
It's St. Patty's Day! No, it's not even.
St. Patty's Day in freaking September.
In my fucking head. Yeah. It's every day St. Patty's Day in deep space.
Aaron Gabra, you rotten bastard, yeah. Oh. That's the best Irish accent I could do.
That's the worst Irish accent I've ever done.
Get this man some scotch.
Yes,
I got some. All right, it's whiskey night in Noise Punk and Dust Crooner Studios
in
here.
In Gene's mind, but anyway.
And we got Dan Cooper here, who's going to go drinking with us later, I hope. Dan, you going, right?
I'll be there.
I'll mess you up, motherfucker. All right, and now we're going to hear some...
Gene Pritzker's got issues, ladies and gentlemen.
Either we're going to hear some Noise Punk on the show.
What?
Just call me Noise Punk in the show.
Oh, all right, all right. Noise
Dan,
Punk.
Tell us some more things about
you
your music.
You say tomato, I say
I'm going to kick in your ass. All right, what about music?
Well, I think maybe what we'll fire up next is some flute music.
Flute music!
This is the fantastic...
Flute music!
This is a great friend of New Music, of course, Margaret Lancaster on the flute.
Sorry.
And this is a suite for solo flute, and I wrote this. It was for a memorial concert for Otto Luening, who was a great composer
and
electronic music pioneer, and he was a great flutist as well. So this was premiered at a memorial concert for Otto.
Yeah, Otto, he wrote music well up until his early 90s. He lived till like 92, 93, and he still was writing.
96,
that's right, yeah. So let's hear it. Name the piece again, I'm sorry.
This is Suite for Flute Solo, Margaret Lancaster solo flute.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Oh, sorry, I'm just playing on my keyboard. Okay, yes, flute piece by Dan Cooper, Margaret Lancaster playing.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner, you freaking idiot.
Thank you.
Yep. Sweet for flute solo by our guest Dan Cooper here on Noise Punk and Das
with
Kruder.
Margaret Lancaster and the flute man rocking that sucker. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. What pretty damn good stuff there.
That was great, man. Wait, what was the name of that piece?
Sweet for flute solo, right?
Is there movement titles? Give me some movement titles.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Interesting titles, actually.
Well, okay. The first movement is just Perpetuo is the title of it, because it's like,
yeah, you know. Continuous.
And the second movement is named for Zayami, the no theater, sort of the father of the no theater. And he once wrote that you should never forget the beginner's mind. So that's part of the idea with that piece. The third movement is basically a blues for Otto. It's a birthday sort of blues.
Boning.
And then there's a movement from Verdi transcribed. Gene's hitting the applause. And the last movement is an elegy.
Well, you're obsessed, Gene.
Sorry, playing with my new keyboard's got some stupid sounds. All right, so that was cool. Now, I want to start talking, and I hope Dan follows me on this. We're going to talk about this new CD that's coming out that has a music by both myself and Dan. So we're in the same CD. And the CD is by the Luminous String Quartet, led by the wonderful Asya Meshberg and her husband, Phil Basher, clarinetist. And my piece on there is for clarinet and string quartet, and Dan's piece on there is for string quartet, and the piece is called...
It's called String Quartet.
Nice!
Wow!
So tell us a little about this piece and then we'll play it.
Yeah, let's talk about this piece, String Quartet.
All right, well, the first movement of this one is called Inventor's Gate. And Inventor's Gate, again, actually, is at the park, 72nd Street and 5th Avenue. There's a sign there for Inventor's Gate. And there's a statue of Morse. Okay. He's the only inventor there so far.
Okay.
The second movement is just called Episode, and it features Boris Devyatov on the viola, sort of a muted movement featuring the viola. And the last movement is called Soca. And Soca, of course, is a dance music style from Trinidad. And so you hear some island rhythms in that piece.
Please fill in joke here. Yes, Anthony.
Because Charles can't think of one.
Yeah, very good. Okay, let's listen to the String Quartet by Dan Cooper here.
Played
on
by the Luminous String Quartet
here
with Asya Meshberg and Boris, featuring Boris on the viola. And then there's Lynn, who's who Dan has relations with. Who
the
else
musicians,
is there?
Asya Meshberg, yeah. Jen DeVore
and
on
Jen
the
DeVore cello. I remember
Boris Devyatov, viola, and Lynn Bechtold on violin.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Here on where?
Noise Punk and Das Kruner! String Quartet by Dan Cooper here on Noise Punk and Das Gerät. Hey, how did that guitar get there, Gene? Noise Punk, you?
Charles. Yeah, that was a cool... That was from an album that's about to come out, and what's the album called? Is there a name for the album? I don't even know.
Luminous String Quartet? Well,
Luminous String Quartet doing new music.
Perform New York composers.
Yeah. And which is Dan Cooper, Gene Prisker, myself,
and Michael DiGiacinto.
Yeah, Michael DiGiacinto. It's gonna be a cool CD, so you best go out back, because if you don't, I'm gonna come to your house and cut you. All right, we're gonna do something crazy right now.
What
the heck you doing, boy? Yo, we're gonna do some jam session. Dan Cooper's gonna play his 5, 6, 7 string bass, and I'm gonna play some guitar. Gonna be some free shit going on here. But Dan, yo, tell me about this bass. You got a 7-stringer up in here.
Well, yeah, I had played 4-string bass for many years, and just because of composing, it's kind of like having a grand piano to compose with. Ended up playing bass guitars with an expanded range, and the instrument that I play. Well, it's sort of tuned like an octave below a guitar, so the open strings on a guitar would be... But the open strings on this bass are these notes. And then the 7th string. And I can even detune that to a low A.
Whoa!
Damn!
So, anyway, then this is a bass guitar that I designed with the Overwater Company over in Carlisle, UK. I want to just play some blues. Gene Pritzker, Noise Punk, of course, great blues master. So I figure we shouldn't pass up this opportunity, this golden opportunity.
Yeah.
Come on. wasn't gay court.
A rather distinctive version of All Blues by Miles Davis, featuring Dan Cooper, composer, bassist, flautist extraordinaire, and George Benson on ass. I mean, noise punk, otherwise known as the great Gene Pritzker.
Yo, that was kind of fun. You know, Arthur Campella started this whole performing live in Noise Punk Studios, I think. Well, yeah I mean, that was good. I think we should do it every week.
All Blues!
We should get, like, some composer to do something, and then, you know, that'll be cool.
And get some 40s in there. distinctive
stuff. Dan, that was fun playing with you. Tell me what you were going to do next.
What's next now?
We got some time. Tell me. Let's play some music, motherfucker. I'm all ha-ha. All right, man. You better introduce what you're going to play next.
Mo.
Well, what I thought would be fun to hear, haven't listened to this in a little while, is a wind quintet piece that I wrote a few years ago, and this was actually for a fantastic group, the Imani Winds.
Sorry.
And Imani Winds, this is sort of when they were just starting out, and I was very lucky to work with them early on. And so this is a five-movement wind quintet, which I wrote.
Wind quintet!
Yeah.
I don't have the wind sound. I'm trying to look for the wind
the
sound.
The movement titles, while he's trying out some sound effects, we have movement titles are... One, Subwoofer Blues. Second movement is called I and I. Third movement is called Skylines. The fourth movement is called Portraits. And the last movement is just a funk jam in the key of E.
Hello? Yes, we do have a wind quintet.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Woo! Not a bad way to end, indeed. The Wind Quintet by our guest Dan Cooper here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Good stuff there.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to mention the musicians on that. Of course, that's the Monty Winds, Valerie Coleman, Monica Ellis, Toyin Spellman, Miriam Adam, and Jeff Scott. And that was way back in 97. Not 1997, just 97 AD.
97 BC, I think, baby. Yeah. And we really enjoyed your music.
Thank you, Dan. It's been awesome.
Oh, not at all. Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being here.
Yo, no doubt. Yo, Chuck, another successful show, number 12.
My God, how can we do better than this?
We can't do better than this, Chuck. We just can't do better than
this.
Or
can we?
Wait a minute. What do I hear? What is this?
That's the theme music.
No way.
Yes. And that's it for Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Until next time, noise to you!
Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Noise Punk. And Das Crooner. Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Noise Punk and Das Crooner.